Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and thereabouts. And want to send greetings to each and every one of you, thanking God for you and your listening ear. And we trust that there will be something said this day that will help you through your walk with the Lord. And greetings from all of us here, Bishop Porter and Sister Diane. That's it. Praise the Lord. So we thank God for you on the other end, Sister Diane.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Father, you are King of kings and Lord of lords. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, as we come before you asking for forgiveness of any sin, Father, that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father God, grieving the Holy Spirit, we ask you, Father, for your forgiveness. And as you forgive us, Lord, we ask for forgiveness. And Father, we ask you, Lord, Father, as you have forgiven us, Lord, that we forgive those that trespassed against us. I hold to you this day, Father, each and every person upon this prayer list, as I lay my hand, Lord, Father, on it. You know each and every person. You know their needs, their wants, Lord, Father. And we thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for supplying and working it out for them right now in the name of Jesus. We continue to pray for Letitia Brown that's been in a car accident, Lord. Father, continue to touch her right now, Lord, Father. Father, let her mind stay upon you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for healing, Lord. Father, not only just for her, Lord, Father, but as the other person as well that was in the accident, Lord, Father, we ask you to touch them right now in Jesus' name. We hold to you Juan Carrera, Lord, Father, for healing in his brain right now in the name of Jesus. Father, you created him. You made him, Lord, Father, and we know that nothing is too hard for you, Lord. And we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for healing, Lord. And if he don't know you as his Lord and Savior, Father, we ask you, Lord, Father, Father, that you place someone in his path, Lord, Father, to lead him, Father, to you right now in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for Annie and Mo right now, Lord, for protection, Lord, and healing in Mr. Mo's body, Lord. Father, we cover their house right now under the blood right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thanking you right now for covering, Lord, Father, that whole, Lord, Father God, stretch, Lord, Father, where to live at, Lord. We thank you for your shield of protection. We thank you for your minister angels, Lord, standing guard round about their home, Lord. Continue to touch Mr. Mo, Lord. We speak healing to his body right now in Jesus' name. We thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for healing of the body also, Lord, Father, of Sharon Sanders, Jacqueline Sanders, Sandra, Lord, and Bill, Lord. We ask you, Lord, Father, for the healing of their bodies right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord, Father, for each and every progress, Lord, Father, that has occurred, Lord, Father God, with Bill, Lord. We know that it's you, Lord, and we also hold Patty right now in prayer that had also suffered a stroke, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for every moving muscle, Lord. We thank you, Lord Father, for just touching their bodies right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let them trust, Lord Father, and speak the word, Lord Father God, that by your stripes we are healed, Lord. We continue to thank you, Lord, how you brought Pastor Dungy out of the hospital, Lord, that she is even able, Lord Father, to be on the broadcast, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to touch, Lord Father, these people that are asking, Lord Father, for prayer, Lord Father, that seeking salvation, Lord Father, more of you, Lord Father, and less of them. Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord, for answering prayers. We thank you for all the prayers that you have already answered, Lord, during this broadcast. We thank you, Lord, for the praise report. We just say thank you for everything, Lord. And Father, as we offer this broadcast back to you, we cancel all assignments that were sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder it, Lord, or anyone on it, Lord. We're thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for just having your way with the speakers, Lord, with my apostle, my bishop, with Pastor Dungy. We ask you, Lord, Father, to flow through and through them, decrease them, Lord, Father, as you increase in them right now. In the name of Jesus, touch the listeners, Lord. Give them a heart, Lord, Father God, to receive and an ear to hear the word right now in the name of Jesus, Father. And we ask you today to just show up and show out. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Praise God. Those of you that didn't hear your name, you didn't call, call 347-857-3925. Oh, you can, and then punch the one. You know, hit the one, and somebody may answer you. If don't, write us and send us a prayer request of who you want us to pray for, and we will pray for you, okay? So while we are praying for you, we want you to pray for us also on this broadcast that everything will be all right. And we thank God. Pardon me. We thank God for you today. God is good. Let me give you this word quick. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Our ideals mold our convictions. Our convictions determine our decisions. Our decisions shape our habits. Our habits fashion our future. Our ideals mold our convictions. Our convictions determine our decisions. Our decisions shape our habits, and our habits fashion our future. Okay? Whatever your habit is, you got a habit of doing something, lying, you know that shape your future too, don't it? Praise the Lord. You know, this is time to talk about it, and, you know, we talk about it. Amen. And a lot of people don't like what we talk about, but that's okay, too. You know, you'll be all right. As soon as you get through going through your system and convicting you, you'll be fine. Amen. Praise God. But the thing is, always going to be a something that somebody say that somebody's not going to like. Always. There's always that in life. That's reality. Okay? Stop trying to make life to be something that it's not. And, you know, live a real life, you know. We need to live a real life. Everybody live fake lives, you know. You say everybody, think about it. You don't want nobody to know something, so but you try to hide it. You know, we got all these issues, and it's going to come out in the wash anyway. Somebody going to tell it, you going to end up telling it that don't even know it. You see, and life's strange. Life is strange. This is what it's all about, the strangeness of life. And this broadcast kind of bring out some of that strange stuff in people. People don't think. People don't try to get along. People start reasonable, you know, unreasonable, don't want to reason with them, you know. Amen. He said you're supposed to agree with your adversary quickly. Do you understand? You agree with him. Okay. All right. That's the way you want to see it, and let's move along. Ain't God good? God is just so good. But, you know, I was still thinking about what Pastor Dungey had said, dear sister said, about the dreams, you know. And dreams are very important to people. All through the Bible you'll find someone with a dream, huh? Everybody had a dream in there. And then you think about, even in reality, Martin Luther King says he had a dream, right? Mm-hmm. See, and y'all, everybody uses that a lot about their dream, you know. So therefore, dreaming has very unique significance to people, period. Not just the body of Christ, but people in reality, people out there that don't know Christ, they have dreams and they wonder about it. People wrote dream books, and they try to coincide their dream with astrology and all. You know, people got all kind of ways of trying to bring forth a dream, you know. And then you have people that dream of a career, and all these things are going on, you know, in life, you know. And when you use the word dream, you know, there's no one saying, oh, yeah, you know, I dream of this, and I dream of being a rich football player. I dream of being wealthy. I dream of, you know, we always dreaming of something above what we already, what our character is, too. We always have these dreams, right? And some put them into effect and some don't. Hmm? I dream I'm going to marry this man, and I dream I'm going to marry this. I'm going to marry. Then you'll pick out a celebrity talking about I'm dreaming that. Sometimes, you know, that dream is just wasted. You know, you need to forget that one, you know. Praise God. You're so far away from him. Now, anything is possible these days. It's true. We can say that. Anything is possible. But let's not try to get too far out there with this thing called dream, okay? Amen. I'm just talking. Praise the Lord. Because the dream ignites a lot of things in us. We think about our dreams and the things that God has shown us in the night season. And if you go to sleep and have them little power sleeps during the day, you have dreams too, don't you? Mm-hmm. And sometimes you have an open vision. You know, you got your eyes wide open, you're not asleep, your brains haven't rested, and you see stuff, you know, just like that. Isn't that wonderful? My God is so good and awesome. I tell you, and I'm definitely enjoying this. What well, you know, whenever she's teaching on something, she has a lot to say about it, and she knows a lot of things about it. That's why she wrote the book, okay? Now, don't forget to order the book. Now, don't forget to order the book, all right, and pay the price and stop trying to pull it down, okay? Now, you do that. Do it just for me, okay? If you don't do it for nobody else, do it for me, you know. I don't mind, praise God. I don't mind. I help push other people all the time. That's a part of me, you know, push them where they should be. In God, their merchandise, help them push that, you know, because God will bless me. Okay, if I push you, and you know, I like to do is make sure children have dreams. Do you see what I'm saying? And find out what your child wants to do in life. What is their vision? What is the desire of their heart? Talk to your child. If you don't talk to them and ask them, you'll never know, do you? And then they let somebody outside in on the street may get them pulled up in drugs and everything, and that was not what they wanted to do, you see. But if you start instilling them and finding out their dream, what they feel they want to do, would love to do in life, huh? And then start to push them toward that, encouraging them to do that which they have any heart to do. Isn't that wonderful? Now, I ain't talking about, you know, now let me just throw something for real. Now, you got a 10-year-old, 8, 9, however, young child, safe as a young girl, and all of a sudden she come over there, she want to have a breast enhancement, and you going to take her to some place to get her breast enhanced. Is that dumb or is that dumb? That's real dumb, isn't it? Now, I have read this. I don't know how true it is, but I imagine it is. A little boy, 10 years old, talking about he always wanted to be a girl. How he know whether he what he wanted to do all that long time? Then he wants to go, and you want to get some money and go and get him changed. Somebody crazy here. You see what I'm saying? Now, that's a dream. That seems more like a nightmare to me. You know, you're going to get your child operated on because of that. Say, honey, if you think that, let's just go and wait a long little while till you get old enough, up in age, you can go make your own decision. Right now, I don't think it's one I'm going to agree with. Do you get it? Instead of going on paying money, spending money when money could be used somewhere else, you go help them. That's not a dream to me. Okay, now maybe I'm wrong. All right, let them decide what they too young. If God tell you to train up a child in the way he should go, and then when he's old, he won't depart from it. You ain't training him up the way he should go. You train him up where he wants to go. You see? Okay, I told you I get sent it, don't I? Yes, 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 yes. Now, you have to blame God for that when I get into stuff like that. Okay, don't blame me, blame God, because God give me these thoughts and bring these things to mind, you know, when you see these things. Now, I'm not pulling them out of the hat, and y'all know this, what kind of world you in now, okay? Pray over your child. Don't pray that they turn from to be a boy to a girl. Don't go praying that kind of prayer, okay? Forget that, all right? Let that go. Say, that's what you think you want to be? Wait till you get older and we'll see how it works. You know, see how it works then. Not that I'm going to pay for it, but let's see how it's going to work, okay? Think about it, all right? The different things that we do and let our children do, we don't enhance them. Cause them to want to be something more than what they have. If they're in a poor country or something, what do you do? You don't tell them you can do better. It can get better, darling. It can be better. And we're going to work and pray hard for it to change, things to change. Oh, yes, yes, yes. See, now that's showing love, showing your child just how much love you have. Now in church, I always take the young people and ask them about their dreams. You see, this is what I do. Takes the young people and ask them what are they thinking of, what their dreams. They could be Josephs. They could be any one of the people of old, you know, the disciples of old that God has called at a young age, you see? Amen. You see, think about it, y'all. You got people, children that is, what, gifted, highly gifted. They got brains that you ain't never had. And I know you don't want to admit it, but that is true sometimes. Think about it, you know. I love to see them when they're smart. I love to work with that smartness that they have. It helps me to get a little more smarter, too. Praise the Lord. But anyway, people, we thank God for you and you that are here on the broadcast today, listening, those that are on a faraway place that are listening, we thank God for you also. We know we're in turbulent times. And if you think these are not turbulent times, then you just keep living and keep on looking at your news broadcast on that TV, radio, wherever you listen. You see things happening all around in various places, countries, and all, everywhere. Nobody's exempt from what is going on in the world. Huh? Every country is testing, tasting, I should say. Every country is tasting chaos. They're tasting unrest, they're tasting anger, they're tasting all kinds of wickedness that is going on, and, you know, abuse and what have you. They're tasting all that. All that is going on in all over the world, not just in America, but everywhere. It's going to the big house, to the outhouse. It's going everywhere. It is being shown today. You can't have, looking at the thing, you can't have sports. They fighting. They angry. You can't have nothing. Somebody is angry, and it ain't about nothing. When you look at these things, really it's not about nothing. And one don't like the other. What do you think is going on? You think it's peace? That's no peace. You can't hardly find peace at the corner. When you go there, somebody done ran into somebody because they were mad. You see, didn't look, you see. So we got a lot of upsets going on. So somebody do need to have a Joseph type of dream. Somebody needs a dream, you know, bless God. And it would take me a long time to talk about my dreams, but I'm not going to talk about them. I'm talking to ones that I've really had, and they were so, they were some definite dreams. I mean, they were so explicit in what they were conveying to me, you know, that I, and the things that I was supposed to convey to the world, I told the world, I told the church world people about them, but they decided to call me a name. Okay, that's okay, but God said it is still going to happen. It's still happening already. The things that are going on now, and he said it's going to get worse. You don't want to believe it? Well, now I can't help you on that part just because you don't believe. I'm just relaying the message. I'm just the messenger, okay? So that comes out of my dreams, too, from years ago, and it's happening now, okay? And I stand on what God said. I see it happening. He allowed me to see the dreams come to pass, all right? I thought that was wonderful of him to allow me to be here with it. Okay, to see it. So tell your dreams to somebody. Talk about it, you know, and listen, learn something about your dreams. Why? And you dream about them. And I told Sister Diane, I said, she dreamed, it's a wicked dream, it's a wild dream. I said, yeah, what did you eat before you went to sleep? Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes we eat too much, got a whole stomach overload, and make us dream. You know it, do. Praise God. I'm dreaming crazy stuff. And then, have you ever had a dream? I'm going to say this, and then, how many? Okay, all right. And then what we do? We're going to turn it over to Pastor Dungey. But let me tell you one thing. You ever had this dream and you get mad when you wake up? And you mad with the people that's in the dream. And especially, you know something I found out? I don't mind. I can't talk about you. I can talk about me. But I remember years ago, had dreams, the devil, it was nothing, I know it was the devil. And I woke up, I was accusing my husband. I was just like crazy. Nagging, cause of the dream. Just because it was the dream. And I thought it was real, you know, until it became real. I made it real. Death and life is in the power of the tongue, right? And he wasn't doing what I said in the dream. But it, some while after that, he was doing it. Okay? So I said it and brought it to pass by keeping arguing about it, talking about it, and he kept saying, no, and I did. You see how we let the dream start something? You see, you need to ask God, what is this dream about, God? And then you pray to make sure it ain't true. You see, you pray and make sure it ain't true or something like that. But sometimes we do dumb things. This is what I tried to tell you before. I don't mind talking about my dumb things. Because I learned from them, okay? I don't care. I'm not going to say it no more. I ain't going to do that no more, okay? I'll get mad with the people because, and the devil gets in the dream and he chases you. You ever had him chase you in the dream? Man, I used to have that so many times. I'd be scared. I'd be, oh, my God. He scared me. A big black animal be chasing me. And I'd be jumping up on top of a building and jumping over a wall of stuff. No, I can't do all that. But in the dream, I was doing it, running from the devil. And I said, Lord, what is these crazy dreams? He said, the enemy is after you. See? And then when, look, here's another enemy here running me, chasing me, and he's not looking like the last one. So God got plenty ways to help you in your dreams, you know. And I just wanted to just share just a little bit of that, you know, because we want to give our sister a little time to go ahead. We promised him that we're going to do that because it's very interesting of all that she's saying. And we'll call her one of the experts in the dreamland. I'm not the expert. But she's one of them, and I learn from experts. You see what I'm saying? And you do the same. Open your eyes today to see what she is saying through the Spirit, okay? And let it be magnified in your life, all right, that you did get something from this message. And so right now we want our own. To all the listeners out there that are listening, listen intently today to our own Diane Dungy of Katy, Texas. All right, Diane, there you are.
Hallelujah. Isn't our apostle so precious? I just love, love, love this lady. I mean, you say she told us yesterday that if we don't laugh when we're around her, then something's wrong because she knows how to put joy in our hearts. So I just thank her for that. I thank her even for being in my Kool-Aid today. A lot of things that she was saying is what I'm going to share with you today. One thing I would like to point out, she mentioned about having dreams. Sometimes it's called premonitions. About things that are to come, like she dreamed about something her husband was doing, even though he wasn't doing it. A lot of times when we dream situations like that, God is telling us to pray against that.
Mm-hmm.
Pray right. against that. Cancel that situation out before it happens. But we, as humans, will take that situation and run with it. But we learning, because Apostle, I've done that many times about dreams. I feel like that whenever I dream, that it's got to be real. And when I feel like it's real, I'm going to run with it, not realizing that God has said, don't run with it, cancel it. So we just cancel every demonic force of the enemy right now that has given you a dream of some type of destruction, some type of thing that's trying to hurt you or a person that's not doing something in your life. Sometimes God is showing us what's actually going on because we don't want to believe it. But whatever it is, when we wake up, we say, Lord, reveal to me what you want me to know about this dream and show me how I am supposed to react to it. If we give it to God, then we don't have to be concerned about it. Amen?
Amen.
But I just thank you all beautiful people. God morning, God morning, God morning. It's a beautiful day in the city. This is your sister, your friend, Diana Dungy. I'm an author, speaker, and I'm bossed up for Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm just feeling giddy this morning. Apostle just got me on the roll. I feel like singing. I've been singing all kind of stuff this morning. I like this song. I can't sing, y'all, so don't laugh at me. But I like this song. Up above my head, I hear music in the air. Up above my head, I hear music in the air. Well, I really do believe. I really do. See, Apostle can sing, and I wish he would sing more on this, on the radio, and give us some of what God has given to her. But she's going to do it. She's going to do it.
One day.
Another song, Apostle. I don't know what you come to do.
Okay,
you know that
know.
Song, Apostle?
I don't know what you come to do. I come
but
to
I come praise the Lord, the Lord. I come to praise His name. I come to sow my feet. I come to do all that.
I come to shout for
joy.
Sing,
Apostle.
All right. Ain't singing today.
Oh, Apostle, see, you just bust my bubble. I just knew I was going to get you to sing.
Praise
well,
the Lord. Amen, amen. That's
all right. You're going to be singing like a little canary on this on this broadcast real, real soon. So I ain't even worried about it.
It certainly will be God.
Amen.
So, amen.
I know I sound like sounding brass to you guys' ears this morning, but one thing I know is music to my dad's ears.
Amen. Ah, yeah. Hallelujah.
Glory to our God today. Ooh, I love you, Daddy God. God is just so good. He's so faithful. He's so loving. And he has a sense of humor. He's laughing with us today. He's not laughing at us. He's not laughing saying, okay, my daughter, settle down. God loves us. And everything that he puts in us, he wants us to use it for his glory. Hallelujah. I tell you, I'm just feeling silly in the Lord this morning.
Praise
anyone out there have a good, clean joke that they want to share with us today? Please, somebody, click *1 and give us a good laugh this morning. You know laughter is good for the soul, so let's set this out on a good note. Give us a good laugh this morning. Who got a good, clean joke they can share with us?
I'd like to just share. I was thinking on this one that I heard say, God called the men in heaven and say, I want two lines. So I want one line. The men who is the head of their home get in this line and say, and this other line, I want the men who follow what the wives say. So the line that the men that wives tell them what to do, it was strung up 100 miles long. And so he looked in the other line. It was one man standing over there by himself. So God say, tell these men how you got in this line, you know, being the head of your home. He said, because my wife told me. But all is the neck.
He should have been over there in that other line. Well, you know, we as women, we can be kind of domineering, and you know, we can use certain things to make the man, you know, step up and do what we want him to do. And God isn't pleased with that. You know, I'm not married, never have been married, but I do know that a lot of times women will hold back, close your ears, children, they will hold back sex in order to make the man do what they want to do.
Yeah.
Now, we know that's not right in the arms of the, in the eyes of the Lord, because the Lord said that when we marry, that our body belongs to our husband. So I don't know why I brought that out, but anyway, because that is not on my agenda. But I just thank you, Deacon Michael, for sharing that with us, because, you know, that's pretty good. That's pretty good, and it's pretty real. But, you know, And then the man that do think they running things, they have to deal with the hands. They have to use verbal abuse, physical abuse. That's not running things. That's trying to take command, manipulate, and try to bring the woman down. That's not what God has for us as well. So if there's any woman out there today that is being controlled by a man through him putting his hands on her or talking down to her, telling her that she is nothing, making her feel like she's nothing, then I think you need to go and get some help. Ask God to intervene on your behalf, because God said he does not give us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And he said the man is supposed to love his wife like God loves the church. So if that man is not taking you up to another level, to another standard, then there's something wrong with that picture. But you know what? That's free. I don't know how we got off on this tandem. I think Michael did that. Think of Michael. But we asked for it.
That was Bishop.
That was the Holy Spirit. Oh, that was Bishop.
Yeah.
Bishop, that was you that gave that joke?
Yeah. Yeah.
See? Well, you know, the apple don't fall far from the tree. Deacon Michael he sounds just like his mama sometimes. And mama sounds like him this morning. I apologize. I'm not saying you sound like a guy, apostle, because you don't. Maybe you get ready to be a bishop. I don't know. I keep calling you bishop. But, you know, the Lord said we call things that are not as though they are. Just like you called my book bestsellers yesterday. I received that. They're not on the bestseller list yet, but they are going to be. Hallelujah. And there's a lot of things out there, you people, that God has in store for you. It may not look like it now, but it's going to happen. So just keep on walking. Keep on talking about the Lord. Keep on doing the things that God has called you to do, and watch him open up the windows of heaven and pour down blessings upon you that you don't have room enough to restore, to be able to hold on to. I mean, God got so much in store for us. He got boxes up in heaven with your name on it. Can nobody get it but you? But the only way you're going to be able to get them, if you walk along that pathway that he has destined for you. Amen. So let's walk with God today. All right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. I just praise my daddy. He just loves us so much. He just takes time out to give us a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Just to make us be all right. Isn't that right, Apostle?
Yes. Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All righty then. All righty then. You know, God has allowed me to share with you beautiful, blessed, and standing children out there, children of the Most High God. Share about his goodness. Share about his love. Aren't you glad that he loves us so much that he took time out this morning to bend over each one of us and breathe life into our bodies? And then he gave us a quick little kiss on our cheek. Hallelujah. I think each one of us, that's how omniscient and omnipresent God is. He can go all the way around the world and do something, say something, give something to us all at the same time. Glory to God. I love my daddy God, and he loves me. You know what? He loves you too so very, very much. I want you to do something for me before we get in this broadcast today. I want you to stand up and give yourself a big, big hug. Just hug yourself, hold yourself, rock yourself, and then say,
yes,
my daddy God loves me. My daddy God loves me. Hallelujah. Doesn't it feel good to be loved so unconditionally? God said there is nothing we can do, nothing we can say, no place that we can go that will separate us from his love.
Thank you.
The only way that we cannot feel loved by God is if we decide to not feel it ourselves. Can nobody take us away from the love of God? Nobody can separate us from God's love. Know that today. Know that our daddy God loves you so, so very much. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. Glory to your name, Father. You know, right now the Lord is showing me somebody and their heart is just broken. I just see their head down and tears just running down their faces. God said, my child, I love you. I love you with an unconditional, everlasting love. You are beautiful. You are powerful. There is nothing wrong with you. You are not what people say that you are. God says, stand up. Lift up your eyes and look toward heaven. Look toward me. Feel my arms around you. Know that I love you and I can fix any situation that you are in. Hallelujah. Lord God, I pray for this person, however many persons that are broken and hurt today. I pray, Father God, that you dispatch the ministering angels of love. Give them the balm of Gilead, Lord God. Bathe their emotions with your blood today. Lord God, let them see the love flow all throughout their body, throughout their minds, throughout their souls, throughout their spirits today. Touch, Father God. Lift them up, Father God. Send people in their pathway, Lord God, that will love on them, that will encourage them, that will show them a better way. Lord God, send people to them that will lead them to you. Oh, Lord God, this we pray that you will wipe away every tear. I thank you, Lord, that your word says that you take every tear that we have dropped and you bottle it up. It's like a sweet, sweet fragrance that you love us. You said you're married to the brokenhearted. I thank you, Father God, right now for healing broken hearts, healing broken spirits, lifting up those who have no hope. Those, Lord God, who are even contemplating suicide, we cancel that demonic force of the enemy right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak life into every dead area. Lord God, your word says that we can prophesy to dead bones and cause them to live. So we speak life today. Life, 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 life. We speak life today. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord God, right now that your angels are going forth and they're loving on your people. They're lifting them up off of their knees, off of their broken state. They're lifting them up. They're infusing them with peace. They're infusing them with love. Your godly love, your godly peace. And we cancel the spirit of fear right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we just thank you for taking time out to let us know that greater are you that's in us than he that's in the world, that there is nothing too big or too small that you cannot handle. You said it's not too big, it's not too late. And if we're the only ones that are the majority or the minority, that we are still the majority. Hallelujah. Because with God, there is nothing too big or too small that we cannot handle. Amen. One can send a thousand to flight, and two of us praying can send 10,000. So if all of us on this line are touching and agreeing, we sending that devil and all of his imps and all of their baggage running. They can't get away fast enough. So we say, devil, your time is up. You are trespassing on people of God. You have no place and no power. And any power that we have given to you, we snatch it back right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Oh,
this
yes.
is a God day. And we are saying, let God be God. Just like the song for time to talk about it, it says to let go and let God. So let's go of everything. Take our hands off of it today and let God be God in every situation that we're dealing with. Amen. I just thank God for God. I thank God for being so loving. I thank him for taking time out of whatever we thought we were going to say today. Because God, you know, he can change a thing. He can do whatever he want to do whenever he want to do. So if he decides he wanted to stop this whole thing about dreams and tell us that he is here for us, that he sees everything that's going on with us, and that he got it all taken care of, go ahead, Daddy God. Do your thing. That's all I got to say. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I know you're right. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Man, I just don't know. I'm glad it's not about me. I'm glad it's not about what I'm supposed to do or what I had planned, because I am nothing.
All right.
I
amen.
Am nothing. And I know nothing. All I know is what God gives me. So, glory to God. Hallelujah, Daddy God. Praise your name. Glory to your name today, Father. We just love you, Daddy. We just praise your name today. We glorify you. We thank you, Father. You are a good, good God. And you do good, good things for your people. Oh, you love us so much. You're so concerned about us. You're not concerned about what we have or what we're doing or who we know. You're concerned about us and what we know about you. You want us to know everything about you so that one day, when we close our eyes here on earth, that when we open them up, we're going to be looking in your eyes. Hallelujah. I think about that song, I Can Only Imagine. Can you imagine what it's going to be like? Can you imagine what it's going to be like when you get to heaven and you see Jesus for the first time? I don't think I'm going to be able to say a word. I think I'm just going to fall on my face and just, I'm just going to pass out. It's just like, you know, when you go up for prayer and the Holy Spirit is so high and the anointing is so high, you just fall out in the presence of God. That's all I see happening. I can't do none of that. His presence is so powerful here on earth. Can you imagine what it's going to be like when you get right there in front of him, glory to God. I can't wait to see Jesus. I mean, I want to see my mama, my daddy, my friends, all this, but I want to see Jesus. I want to see Jesus. All these times, all these years, we've been serving him blindly. You mean? I mean, we don't know what he looks like. We don't know nothing. But our faith is telling us that he's real.
Yes, yes.
And one day, because we believed in him so much, he's going to reward us by letting him be around him all day long, forever and ever and ever.
Yes, yes.
Isn't that something? I'm silly today, but I'm silly in Jesus. Cause he just got so much for him. He just got so much for him.
Yeah,
y'all been recognized. Hey, it might seem a little dark. It might seem a little hard. But the only reason why it's hard, the only reason why it's dark, the only reason why it's difficult is because we're trying to do it ourselves and we're not giving it to Jesus.
That's right.
Give your problem to Jesus today. It makes it so much easier to go through life. And one thing I've learned, God said if you take care of his business, he'll take care of yours. Every time we look around, God is putting somebody in our pathway that we can love on, that we can minister to. But we be so focused on our four and no more that we miss out on that opportunity. And when we miss out on that opportunity, then we still stuck in whatever we going through. Take your mind off of you today. I heard a pastor, a priest, Dr. Cassandra Scott, preached on a Bible study line last night. She said, take your focus off of your pain and put your focus on God's promises.
Thank you.
I mean, if you really, really think about that statement, it's going to bring some life into you today. Take your focus off of your pain. Whatever's causing you the pain today, take your mind off of that and put your mind on God and the Bible. Read his word today and all the promises that he has made to you. God is a God that does a lot. Whatever he promises, he's going to do. It may not happen in our time the way we want it to happen, but I guarantee you it's going to happen. Trust God today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I know I'm supposed to be talking about a dream, which was not a dream at all. But you know what? Our thoughts, what we believe is supposed to be happening, that's a dream.
Yeah.
But it's not a dream. It's not the dream that God has given us. So it's not a dream at all. God's purpose for dreams and our response. In a dream, for instance, a vision at night, when men and women are deep in sleep, fast asleep in their beds, God opens their ears and impresses them with warnings. Warnings to turn them back from something bad that they're planning. Warnings from reckless choices. And warnings that keep us from an early grave. Warnings to keep us from going down that river of no return. Hallelujah. That's the scripture that my dream is a dream, was not a dream at all, is standing on. It's found in Job 33:15-18. We're talking today about God's purpose for dreams and our response. I'm going to share with you today several types of dreams And I know it's almost 9 o'clock. I don't even know if I'll get through all this today. I was pretty winded yesterday, and then God took us off on a different route today. But whatever I give to you today is what I was supposed to give with you, to you today. Yesterday I shared with you the answer to a question that I've always had. What are dreams for? What I found out was God made dreams to whet our appetite. If we are left hanging with curiosity, we're more likely to find out, to go to God and find out what it's all about. Dreams are pretty deep. It's more than just having a dream. It's about why we're dreaming, where does the dream come from, and what we should do with the dream that we just had. There are so many types of and category of dreams. I don't think we could touch the surface because God deals with each one of us individually. And what works for one doesn't necessarily work for another.
Amen.
Now, we can share our experiences and give our testimonies of how God has used dreams in our lives. But that's how God used it for us. Know that a given symbol does not always mean the same thing from dream to dream. And we need to rely on God's Holy Spirit for the interpretation. As I said yesterday, dreams are like our living mental images occurring during our sleep. The function of dreams, as I said, vary per individual and per the purpose that God wants for them. I gave scriptures in Job 33:14, which summarizes the purpose for which God may give us a dream. I shared that there are four different things that a dream may do. Dream may be didactic or instructional. They may be a warning to preserve us from danger. They may be a revelation to reveal the future to us. Or they may be encouragement to encourage us in our present life. But if we walk with God, we're going to have dreams. If we don't walk with God, we're going to have dreams. One thing I say, we should take our dreams very seriously. Sometimes we don't even remember our dreams. I believe that we should pray and say, Lord, if you give me a dream, give me revelation. Let me remember that dream if there is something that I need to know from it. Amen. Sometimes, you know, we have to pray to God for the things we want. If we want a dream, if we want to remember our dream, and we want to be able to give it to somebody else that will help them, then ask God to help us. God will never, ever do anything without revealing it to his prophets, as he told us in Amos 3:7-9 and Joel 2:1-3. God has shown me, myself, several dreams that have given me information before others knew about it, as far as I knew. I'll just say before I knew about it. So God gives me a dream. Do you know that some dreams come from a man's heart? Apostle said this earlier. Sometimes we think too much about something, as it says in Ecclesiastes 5:3 and Isaiah 29:7-8. Say you keep lusting after a girl, because it's lusting when you keep thinking about a person and wanting to be with them or wanting to do things that are contrary to the will of God. You keep on thinking about this person and lusting after them. You might end up dreaming that you were married to them. And because you had that dream, you're going to start seeking that person out. And you may end up marrying them. Just to come to find out that is not the person that God had for you to marry. Maybe you like a lot of money. You may dream that you have become a millionaire. Don't you know if all dreams came true, that there would be so many millionaires on this earth today? But just because we dream a thing doesn't always mean that that is what God is saying is going to, he wants to come to pass in our life. That's a dream that we say is a dream from our heart. It's something we focused on so much that our subconscious has taken it over and is talking about it even when we're sleeping. Some dreams come from the devil. These dreams are called nightmares, and I'll talk about it a little bit more later. That's because God does not bring us the spirit of fear, as he says in 2 Timothy 1 and 7. And nightmares do several things. One thing they come to do, they come to frighten us, as it says in Daniel 2, 1 through 13. Some nightmares come to lead us astray from God, as it says in Jeremiah 23, 27, and 32. Nevertheless, there are some big differences in visions and dreams, as I explained yesterday. And because of time, I'm not going to go through the differences again. I hope that you guys were on the broadcast, and if you weren't, that you click on the link on Time to Talk About It and listen to the broadcast from yesterday so that it can bring us up to speed on what we're going to talk about today. A wise person on CNN explained the importance of dreams in this way. He said, the dreams are the perfect way to hear from God. Why? Because when we're dreaming, we're quiet, so we can't ignore God. Plus, we're not easily distracted. We're basically all ears for about 7 hours every night. Doesn't God have a sense of humor? He know how we get on our knees, we get to praying, and we just tell God everything we need to tell God, and then we get up. And the Lord's still sitting there saying, okay, but what about my part? Prayer is supposed to be a dialogue. When we pray to God, after we finish, even before we finish, we need to keep still and hear what God has to say. We have to listen to the Holy Spirit, see what it's telling us. So because we're so quick, sometimes God has to talk to us in our sleep, talk to us when we can't talk back. Amen. But whatever God speaks to us is very important. He speaks to us through dreams. He is speaking through our dreams, and many of us are missing out on what he's saying to us. We're not recognizing that God is using dreams to communicate to us. As I said, what are dreams for? I believe that God made dreams to whet our appetite. If we're left hanging with curiosity, then go to God. Lord, what was this dream all about? Why did I dream this? Why is this person in this dream? A lot of times they say that when we dream about a man in a dream, we have to flip it because it's actually a woman that we're dreaming about. So dreams have symbols. So we have to be very careful that we don't just take that dream literally, but we ask the Holy Spirit to decipher it for us or send us to somebody that can help us with a dream. Because God has a dream for each and every one of our lives. He wants us to have the spirit of revelation upon our life. God has a great plan, and he wants to use dreams in a manner to speak to us. One thing for sure, we'll end up learning about the ways of God and not just the knowledge of God. My prayer again is that we be raised to become the type of dreamer that God is calling for in these last days. Now, I know I'm pretty long-winded, so I'm trying to push through and get through a few things. Because I have a lot of information to share today, but I know that I'm not going to be able to go all through it, so I'm going to try to just jump through and just pick out a few things. Because I'm about to give you a whole slew of information on the type of dreams. I hope that you have a pen or pencil and some paper handy to write down some of this so that you can reflect back on it later. Of course, you can always go back onto Apostle's time to talk about it and listen to the recording. I've got to do this because God had put it on my spirit to do this. And I heard Apostle say this about Pastor Sharon yesterday. So, Pastor Sharon, if you're on the line, could you please jump on and just pray? Pray for insight. Pray for people's eyes, ears, and heart to be open to receive what God has for us today, if you could. Because I know that you have an anointing for dreams. And this will give other people a time to grab your pen, your pencil, your paper, whatever you need to write down a few things. Amen.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before your presence right now, thanking you in advance for all things right now. Knowing, oh God, you are all seen, knowing God tonight, today, Father God. And we know wisdom, knowledge, and understanding comes from you, Father God. And Father God, we pray tonight, today, right now, that you open each and every person's ears, Father God, not just their physical ears, but their spiritual ears to hear, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We speak right now clarity of thought, clarity of speech right now, clarity of understanding right now in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus upon each and every listener right now. We come against every spirit of distraction right now. We come against everything that is not like God right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father God, for giving the understanding of interpretation of dreams, Father God, because, Father God, we know that it all comes from you. This day, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Sharon, for your prayers and your spiritual insight, because I know that you are a powerball. I have heard you minister. I know God's got you. I know that you are hooked up to God and you hear from him. So I just pray that even during this broadcast, if anybody have any questions or any comments or you want to share your dream, I'm going to give a little bit just so that people can chime in and maybe share something that they have learned or something, a question they may have. So let me rush through this a little bit. Hallelujah. First I want to begin by correcting something that I said on yesterday. I said that Apostle and Bishop were celebrating 8 years of wedded bliss. But my beautiful minister, Benjamin, corrected me, and I thank her for that, always keeping me in line. She says it's 7 years. And we know seven is a number of perfection and completion. But I do know that God is still doing a new thing. It's a new season for these two young honeymooners. And I pray that God continue to keep them, bless them with many, many more fruitful years together. Hallelujah. So I thank you, Apostle. I thank you, Bishop. I thank you, Deacon Michael and Mr. Sharon, Pastor Sharon, Mr. Benjamin, all of you guys, all those attached to Apostle, all those out there in radio land. I just thank you for allowing me to come before you today. Amen. I thank Deacon Michael and Brother Benjamin and Pastor Sharon for all that they shared and inputted on yesterday. And, you know, we always love what Apostle got to share with us. So when you have a question, when you feel like you have something to say, just go ahead and push *1. I don't have a problem with you interrupting me. Okay, so I share many scriptures with you in the Bible that confirm that dreams are not only for the Bible era, but they're for us today and even our future. I'd like to share with you a list that represents category of dreams and common types of dreams. these categories, they weren't written by me. I got some from Stream Ministries. I got some from John Jackson, some from the Holy Spirit. But wherever they come from, I believe that they were ordained by God. So prayerfully, you will find your dreams types in this list. There's seven types of categories that I have. There may be many others, but I'm not going to be able to share with you very many of them. So let me go on through here. First category I'd like to share with you are dreams from the enemy. I refer to these three types of dreams as nightmares because they are dreams from the enemy. The first type is called dark dreams. They reveal what the enemy is planning to do. These dreams are often black and white, but can also contain dark, muted colors. The second dream from the enemy is called false dreams because the enemy provokes us and tries to mislead us into believing or doing something that is contrary to the will of God. Third type of enemy dream is called fear dreams. These are what I really consider nightmares because these are dreams that the enemy orchestrates to intimidate us and keep us bound in a cycle of fear. One example of fear dreams that can be inspired by trauma, but not necessarily so, are dreams that people call PTSD, post-traumatic syndrome dreams. A lot of times we go through things in life and we keep reliving it and reliving it. That's the enemy's way of keeping us down, keeping that fear. So what about nightmare dreams? Do you believe that God gives us nightmare dreams? Would God intentionally do something to terrorize us? I don't think so. That's my answer. I don't even need to ask anyone else because that's not the type of God we serve. God confirms this by saying in his word, 2 Timothy 1:17. He said, I do not give you the spirit of fear, but I give you power, I give you love, and I give you sound mind. So our human soul, it can't even give us fear and nightmares because our human soul cannot be the author or initiator of fear. That is something that is put into our spirit man by the enemy, and then we allow it to run through our spirit. Our dreams from our soul are derived from the desires of our mind, our will, and our emotions. And none of these are being terrorized or paralyzed by fear. Who of us would rather live a life of fear and being terrorized? I don't think so. So that means there is another source for our dreams, and that source is the enemy, our nightmare dreams. Dreams that come from the devil include those reoccurring nightmares and any dream that produces terror or fear or deception. Nightmares are strictly from the enemy, so don't get it twisted. And now that we have that settled, let's continue on to the other categories of dreams. There's another category of dreams referred to as dreams to reach your destiny. There are six different types of destiny dreams. One is called a prophetic and revelation dream. These are dreams that reveal the future. The issues in the dream could be major or minor and could come to pass quickly or take a lifetime to unfold. I also call these symbolizing dreams. I would like to share with you a symbolizing dream I had, but I don't have the time to share that with you, so you won't have to read the book. The second type of destiny dream is called calling dream. This type of dream frequently reveals a vocation or an anointing. The call can be shown to us through a future event or activity that's in our dream, such as Joseph. He had many dreams when he was young. In Genesis 37, it showed where his dreams were a premonition of where God was going to take him. The word, the world calls it premonition. We call it calling dream. And I don't want to go through all that that Joseph dreamed because of time, but I want you to know that everything that Joseph dreamed about the stalks of grain and corn and how one overpowered the other one, that's what happened years later. Only God knows why he wound us the way he wound us. Only God knows why he made us who he made us. But he did it for a purpose. So be okay in who you are. Maybe having all these different dreams can prevent us from some things happening in our life that's going to throw us off course. One thing that I learned from my parents is that no matter what the dream is, pray about it. Pray about the people that were involved in the dream. Pray and ask God what he wants us to do concerning that dream. Some reoccurring and dispowering dreams can catapult us into a third dream, which is called courage dream. This is another destiny dream. This type of dream is given to build us up and strengthen our faith. This type of dream is usually filled with vibrant colors, and it leaves us feeling that God is for us and that we are over and able to overcome any situation. Say that once we have a recurring dream of being chased. I think Apostle talked about this earlier. Say that one has a dream of being chased, and then they turn around and become the chaser. This kind of dream causes us to face what is actually happening in our life and let us know that we can defeat it. Amen. A fourth destiny dream is called direction dreams. These dreams contain specific instructions from God that will aid us, guide us, and protect us. It's also called a typical dream. Say you dream that you're in your bedroom, you're looking for your favorite necklace. You know, we ladies and gentlemen, too, we check behind the dresser thinking it might fall through the cracks. We run our hands along the floor, and then all of a sudden we touch something, something round and cold. And when we struggle to pick it up, once we get in our hands, it looks like an old doorknob, and it's coming from the wall. So when we turn that knob, we open that door, and a look of awe crosses our face, and we're stunned as the door opens up into a beautiful arched walkway with stained glass windows on all sides. It's flooded with sunlight, and then we wake up. That is telling us that God is going to open the door in our life. We may be looking somewhere else in the wrong direction, and God will send us somewhere else, cause us or call somebody to say something to us, show us something. And it's going to open up a whole new door for us, a door that has all type of possibilities, a door that God has planned for our destination. Amen. So now back to destiny dreams. There's a fifth type. It's called invention dreams. This is another way that God releases our creativity and our innovation. This can include a key missing component of a design or a thought or the complete conception and birth of a creative work. Now, this is can be a pleasurable recurring dream. Say that we was at work and we was trying to figure something out, or we was somewhere and we was trying to figure something out. When we went to sleep that night, we dreamed about that situation and we got the answer. When we woke up, we went to work, we did exactly what we had did in that dream, and voila, the whole thing came into being. That is a destiny dream. Another dream, destiny dream, which is a sixth dream, can be a word of knowledge dream. This dream contains revelation as to a piece of information that was previously unknown to us. But this revelation will usually solve a problem that we've been wrestling with. Then we go to another category of dreams. These are dreams called dreams that will change our path. And there are three different types of these dreams. The first one is called correction dreams. These dreams deal with our attitudes and our opinions that we ourselves keep, that will keep us from growing in our spiritual maturity. It shows up, might show us in our dream how we may have spoke a little harshly through to someone. You know, it's a dream, it's a time where God lovingly corrects us and shows us our own self so that we can fix it when we wake up. Another past dream is called a warning dream. These type of dreams warn us not to do something, or even tell us continue to do a certain thing, that or tell us to stop doing something that might produce a negative consequence. Maybe we've been thinking the wrong way, saying the wrong thing, and we dream see ourselves dreaming about it, something that we may have said or did. It warns us, and if we keep on going down this pathway, and we keep on hanging around with these wrong people, this is what's going to happen. Then it's up to us whether we, when we wake up, we tell this person, hey, you know what? I can't hang out with you any longer. Because I know if I do, and you don't have to tell them, if I keep on hanging out with you, I'm going to end up on the wrong side of the tracks. God warns us first. The third dream of changing our path is called a self-conditioned dream. This type of dream tells us where we stand with God. It's also considered a status report, and it typically deals with more abstract issues like our thoughts and our perspective on what we feel is right or wrong. So God will go into our dreams and kind of brush off the cobwebs and show us, you know, what's really, really going on and how we think and feel. A lot of self-conditioned dreams come from what we were taught when we were growing up, what we see and how we saw life. And God will bring us to a place where we can be on the outside looking in and showing us just really how this thing is supposed to be. So, whew. Now, I'm sharing you a lot of stuff. I hope you're not getting bored. I think I'm going to have to stop because it's 9:22 already. Let me go with a third type of dream. These are called dreams for healing and transformation. One of the first dreams in this category is called healing dreams. This type of dream heals broken relationships, and it changes our opinion of others. In our walking around life, we may see a person one way, but then in our dreams, God might show us a whole different aspect of that person. We may feel in our walking life, we all in pain, this going to happen to us. God may show us in our dreams that it's really not that way, and he is the awesome healer. And in our dreams, you know, we can receive healing. We can receive healing as we forgive other people and see them from God's perspective. Believe me, I've had many of these type of dreams. And whether you know it or not, we can be physically healed in a dream. Another type of dream, a transformation, we may have what is called deliverance dreams. These type of dreams can remove demons and spiritual oppression from our life. Some people refer to it as being set free. Some people say we've been delivered in our dreams. But God gives us direction dreams to reveal a new path or to counteract the plans of the devil. Take, for instance, Alice in Wonderland. I call that a play-building dream. I'm going to say this real quick because, you know, in Alice in Wonderland, everybody was scared of the wizard. They went through all kind of stuff, the house blowing all up in the air, getting lost, the tin man not having a heart, the lion who was supposed to be the king of the jungle having all kind of fear, the scarecrow. I mean, all these people, all these images that were supposed to have so much going for themselves had nothing because they was afraid of this wizard who had this big old loud booming voice and was causing all this stuff going on in the elements. And then you get to the end of the movie and they pull back the curtain and there's this little teeny weeny little man sitting up on this big old tall stool, his feet barely touching the first step on the stool. And he got all these big levers just pulling them. One lever making all this big noise. One lever making all this wind. One lever just putting all this fear into these people's hearts. That showed me, and God showed me this a long time ago, that this is the very nature of the devil. That's the devil. He has no power, and the only power we give him is believing that he has these powers. The devil is a little piece of spirit running around seeking who he may devour, seeking who he can put some fear in, because his goal is to steal, kill, and destroy. A contradiction of what Jesus comes to do, because Jesus comes to give us life and that more abundantly. But that's what I consider a playbillion dream. That's what I consider a dream of healing and transformation, because God transferred the thought of the devil being some big, bad, bold creature and to some little imp of a man that had no power, only the power that we gave him. And I am so sorry, but I got to stop there. Well, I'm going to give you one more category. I didn't get to go to dreams of color, numbers, or symbols, or anything like that, but if you read my book, you might find a lot of some of this stuff in there. One more category of dreams are dreams that we cause to be dreams. One is called the soul dream. This type of dream is our personal desires of our mind, our will, our emotion that is manifested in the dream. Many soul dreams are almost obvious in the way that they are displayed. They're clearly self-focused and they bring to life our thoughts and our materialistic desires and matters that we've been thinking about. These are usually pleasurable dreams. A woman can have recurring dreams of falling in love with a movie star that she finds attractive. The woman might dream about this actor so many times until she actually meets somebody that looks just like him. And in her eyes, this is her movie star. And she might marry that movie star. And in actuality, she then married Satan's son or somebody. So we got to be very careful. But I thank you guys for listening today. One thing real quick I want to do is answer Apostle's question that she had yesterday. She mentioned at the end of the broadcast a dream that she had of hitting her son, yet she was the one that ended up with an injured hand. I did a little research and I prayed about it, and what I found out about this dream, that if you dream of hitting a child, is usually a response stimulated by suppressing your own growth or having a childhood in which your own growth had been punished. It may indicate that you are suppressing your inner emotions in your waking life, that you have certain wishes which you are ignoring, very much ignoring. It could also mean an expression of energy or aggression. In other words, as a child, events that happen to you, parental or social punishment, or even some restrictions may held you back from emerging, for being your curiosity, for your enthusiasm, for your sexuality, or even being loved. Maybe these things were crushed, but know that they're still within you to resurrect and will call out to be healed. So the healing in your dream could be a continuation of the repression that you received in your early years. Because problems we never resolve with our parents, sometimes when we get with our partner, we tend to hit them with everything we needed to have worked out with our parents. This is because any emotion or love that was hurt with our parents, it now gets projected into our present love. So another type of hitting is, say in your dreams, you're hit in the gut. In the dream, you're usually hurt about relationships, or even it might be something to do with sex. And you feel like you're a target of someone's verbal or emotional attack. So you dream about being hit. But usually you're being hurt in your waking hours, verbally or emotionally. Some type of way you have some hurt in your life, and you dream about it by being hit in the gut. So I just want to thank God, and I ask him to bless us all with dreams and visions of plans that he has for us. And that his words tell us that we don't have to fret or be anxious for anything. And that God will use us in dreams to know exactly what direction we need to go. Hallelujah. You can find my books. Like I said earlier, they're not in circulation right now. They're on their way. But you can inbox me on Facebook, Instagram. Give me your address. Pay the $9.99 through PayPal or whatever, and I will get your book out to you. May God bless you, and I apologize for going over. Keep standing. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And that ends the program.